If everyone would take their seats, please. We're about to get started. Please have a seat. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. I am Councilmember Annette Mitchell, not Tony Kennan. Mr. Kennan went to Washington. We are honored and humbled and pleased to be invited by Jerry Carl to go to the State of the Union address tonight. So Mayor Kennan is in Washington having a big time, and I am here with you. And we will also have a big time. So thank you for being here. Calling to order the Tuesday, February 7th, 2023 City Council meeting. Invocation by Councilmember Jerry Johnson, followed by the pledge. Please all rise.
Let's pray. Father, we just come to you and we thank you for the day. We thank you that you have given us this day because you create everything, Lord, and this is the day we're going to rejoice and be glad in it because you gave it to us. We thank you for our city. We thank you for all the many things that you have blessed us with, blessed us with great people and great things. And so, Lord, just may we never take for granted anything that our city has or is about to be, because it all comes from you. Lord, we lift up the family of Anthony Kaiser to you. We pray for comfort and peace for that family, Lord. And Lord, we have several other residents in our city that are battling life-ending diseases. We just lift them up to you. We lift up the families to you also. Be there with them. Lead and guide and direct us tonight. We thank you for everyone that's here. Bless them. Bless everything is done that we may give you the honor and the glory, and you will be glorified with every decision that's made. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Renee.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is out of town, and Mayor Kennan is out of town.
Consideration of agenda?
Move to approve the agenda with one additional item, a resolution awarding a bid for a blower package for the Utilities Department.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes from the Flood Damage Prevention Board of 12/13/22, the regular council meeting of January 3rd, 23, Committee of the Whole, January 3rd, 23, and the January 10th, 2023 work session. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? There are none. The minutes stand approved as written. For your information, and I just want to say one more time, Orange Beach is at the State of the Union address. The fact that we were invited to be there is just an incredible honor, and I just want to make sure that we all appreciate that and are humbled by that. For your information, the Alabama Severe Weather Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday will be held February 24th through 26th. Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? Any, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Do I hear a second?
Second, but I mean, Renee, is it going? Are we going to pass it with three votes?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So something that's not of permanent nature, it can just be the majority
okay.
of who's
Thank
there.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, is there a second?
Mm-hmm. Yes, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Thank you. We have a presentation. Actually, it's a proclamation. Whereas the mayor, the city council, and the citizens of the city of Orange Beach recognize the significance of the planting of trees in the city of Orange Beach, and whereas the history of our city, indeed the very name of our city, is associated with the orange tree, and whereas we in Orange Beach, Alabama, recognize that the National Arbor Day Foundation helps to promote the planting of trees in Orange Beach, now further be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that February 25th, 2023 is Arbor Day in the city of Orange Beach, Alabama. Yay. Woody, would you like to speak on that?
Yes, ma'am, thanks. Just wanted to make the announcement. So 25th starts at 8 a.m. out in front of Community Development Building. We'll go to about 11 or until we run out of trees. We've got a lot, probably about as much as we did last year. Willow Oak, Slash Pine, Red Maple, because that was very popular last year and it went quick. So, and then we've got a couple different other varieties of oaks and evergreens. So volunteers are welcome.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We need muscles to unload trees.
That's right.
What was that date again?
The 25th.
The 25th, thank you. Yeah. Oh, on the 25th, okay.
When do you need volunteers?
That morning, 7:30.
7:30, okay.
Yes, sir. We've got typically a couple of pretty sizable trailers to unload. So
okay.
We start about 7:30, and it takes every bit of 30 to 45 minutes to get
okay.
those things.
It's a lot of fun, so don't forget to come get your trees.
That's right, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Woody.
Thanks, Woody.
Thank you, Woody.
Okay, recognitions. The recognition of promoted police personnel has been moved to another date, but Chief Brown would like to introduce a new officer.
Thank you, Ms. Annette. As was with the last council meeting, we had several new introductions of officers, and we have one additional introduction that we'd like to make. Officer Adam David. Come forward. Adam. Or is it David? Or is it James? This officer has three first names and
he
keeps
does.
Me thoroughly confused, but it's Adam David. Adam comes to us from Michigan, where he graduated from Ogama Heights High School, West Branch, Michigan. He attended Kirkland College and earned an associate's degree in criminal justice and also his certification as a Michigan post-certified officer in May of 2007. Officer David worked as a CO or a corrections officer with the Ogama County Sheriff's Office prior to his graduation, and after graduating became a deputy for the Sheriff's Office and performed those duties for 5 years. In 2012, he moved from the Ogama, and I'm saying that correctly? Okay. County Sheriff's Office to the Alpena, Michigan Police Department and joined the Patrol Division and worked there until June of 2022. If you don't know where Alpena, Michigan is, I learned by watching the Weather Channel, if you sneeze, you're in Canada. So it's way up there.
Way.
But what drew Officer David to Orange Beach is what we all know and what we live every day and work to preserve, and that's the community feel.
Yes.
It wasn't just the fishing, although he likes to fish. It was the feel of the community, and I know he's very active, or it's been my observation that he's very active with our school. But that said, when he was in Alpena, he was a school resource officer as well and worked with the youth in that community to get them on the right track. So I look for down the road, that's probably where he's going to wind up working with our youth and in our schools. But he also has numerous certifications, forensic interview, radar field training officer. He's an ASRO school resource officer, as our part-time officer Oltz was. All of our SROs are. A traffic crash investigator, and again, very involved in the community. And the youth and getting them on the right track. So we want to utilize or exploit those talents here. But again, it was the community feel that we all love, know, and want to preserve. so.
I think, Chief, he really is coming because Orange Beach is easier to say than those other those other places.
I agree. But on the promotions, I want to make a little bit more of a production of that than we have in the past and recognize the efforts of our personnel that are working their way up the ladder, so to speak, that hopefully want to stand here one day as a chief and just recognize those efforts. So thank y'all for your patience in that. And
thank
we'll
you,
see you
Chief.
In a couple of weeks.
And welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to Orange Beach.
Thank you. Welcome.
Okay, the next recognition, we join the proud parents of Lucian Pingree, who is now a junior. He came to Orange Beach High School in 2020. He is known as the swimmer at 6'5" and 190 pounds. He placed and qualified in the maximum events allowed in states for swimming all 3 years. He has placed second overall in the 200 freestyle his freshman year during COVID. His sophomore year, he placed third in the 200. Now his junior year, he placed fourth in the 200 and sixth in the 100 free, facing a full state roster. He also anchored the first men's swim relay to go to state in the 200 and 400 relay alongside his eighth grade brother, Kelwin. This year, he was also declared varsity on the football team as a defensive end and is now the starting varsity goalie on the soccer team and runs varsity track. All this he did while maintaining a 4.2 grade point average. So thank you very much. Lucian lifeguarded at the Wind and Water Center this past summer, and he is looking forward to starting on the beach patrol this year as a second year guard. So we are proud of you, Lucian, and please stand so we can recognize you. Thank you.
Lucian,
you
are... when do you get a chance to sleep?
Yeah.
10 o'clock. Yep. Yeah. I imagine you drop hard. Congratulations. Accolades to you.
I tell you, Lucian, awesome. Jim Thorpe don't have anything on you.
Very proud for you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, and thank you for writing. Okay, unfinished business. Miscellaneous, the approval of the 2021 audited financials.
Move to postpone consideration to the next council meeting, March 1st.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ordinances. This is the second reading of the ordinance amending Chapter 42, Article 2, Division 2, Section 42-41D, of the Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach, Alabama, to adopt the 2021 International Fire Code.
Move to postpone indefinitely.
Second.
Any discussion? Is Chief here? Does anyone want to speak to this?
I don't think we want to postpone it indefinitely.
Jeremy, do you want to speak to it?
There's some questions about amendments being adopted and whether they were adopted by the state or not. So mm-hmm. We're waiting to understand from the state what the position is and which amendments should be adopted.
So we will postpone until we bring it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further discussion on that? Okay. Roll call.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boylock?
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting.
Well, she's over
I'll
there,
read it
so
opposite.
I thought I was... You messed me up.
Yes. Councilmember Boylock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Ladies,
yes.
Okay, under new business, miscellaneous, approval of a special retail liquor license application for Sunshine PI1 LLC for Oasis Grill at 23401 Wharf Parkway.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of a special liquor, special events retail liquor license application by Event Concessions, Inc., for the 2023 Wharf Boat Show to be held March 17th through 19th, 2023 at 4685 Wharf Parkway.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Geocon Engineering and Materials Testing, Inc. to provide a preliminary soil study for an event pavilion at the Coastal Arts Center in an amount not to exceed $3,275.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a maintenance agreement with Cone, Inc. for the elevator at the Coastal Resources Office.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a service agreement with Allied Holdings Group, LLC, for the disposal of biohazard waste for the fire department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Question. Is this who we've used before?
No. We had another contract. I want to say it's Stericycle, but it may be that we have to stay with them because they're, I don't know that we put in our cancellation early enough. And I think it was an auto 5-year renewal, but we're going to approve it just in case we can get out of it.
Okay. So. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a mower for the Coastal Resources Department through Sourcewell in the amount of $29,940.72.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a licensed training provider agreement with the American National Red Cross for the Orange Beach Aquatic Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution of binding joint agreement for seeking ADEM grant funding for the Baldwin County Material Recovery Facility.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Excuse me. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of two vehicles for the police department from state bid in the amount of $72,566.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution to reject bids and accept a negotiated price for a vehicle for the administration department from Southern Chevrolet, Inc., in the amount of $34,998.64.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
To reject and accept.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Oh, any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution to accept a negotiated price for two vehicles for the Public Works Department from Eastern Shore Toyota, LLC, in the amount of $115,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution approving a temporary permit for a sales trailer at Phoenix Key, located at 29010 Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for a blower package for the Utilities Department to Jim House and Associates, Inc., in the amount of $34,200.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, public hearings. Public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, case number 1203 PUD 22, Romar Beach Hotel PUD. Mr. Paul.
Yes, this is a plan unit development request that was approved back in 2021, but it expired last year without any request for extension. So basically what they're doing is coming back and getting another renewal in form of a new application or request. But this site is located at 23370 Perdido Beach Boulevard. It's the former Romar Beach Baptist Church building. This is a request to rezone from the 1.8 acres from RM2 or multifamily residential high density to plan unit development for the purpose of converting that building into a hotel. Now, Planning Commission considered this at their meeting in December, gave it a favorable recommendation on a 9-0 vote. We go to our next slide, and this is the proposed site plan, just showing the layout. Again, it's an existing building, church building, that has the parking garage in the front, a two-level parking garage. If we go to our next slide, these are the elevations of the hotel. This is the one to the left is the front. It will be facing Highway 182, and then to the right will be the rear side that's facing the beach. If we go to the next slide, and this is a nighttime elevation of the building as you're viewing it from Highway 182. This hotel will be an AC Marriott hotel, affiliated with Marriott. So if we go to our next slide, and we're just getting into a little bit more of the project information. The design objectives, they say they meet 1 of 12, and that's bringing a much needed hotel option to the beach. Right now, you cannot do hotels under the current zoning of RM2, so they are having to get a rezoning for that. There's going to be 76 lodging rooms or hotel rooms in the hotel. All will have a floor area less than 600 square feet. If you look at the proposed densities for its units per acre and lodging rooms per acre, it's well below what the maximum allowable is. The other amenity that they'll have on this that they did not have in the previous approval will be a rooftop bar on the top level. The setbacks as far as the existing parking deck has a 5-foot setback from the west lot line, but that was approved when the church was built. They went to obtain a variance from the Board of Adjustment, so that's the reason that there's a 5-foot setback. And then the existing church building has a 20-foot setback from the east and west side lot lines. Parking, 95 spaces required. They have 96, so they are meeting the parking requirement. The driveway improvements along the east side of the parking deck, that width is going to be increased from 20 feet to 26 feet. The land use buffer, to the west, you have the duplex development called Beach Music. And anytime you have like a residential versus a commercial use, that commercial use, which in this case would be the hotel, has to have a 30-foot land use buffer. What they're going to request, they're doing floor additions on the third, fourth, and fifth level, so they're going to build out over the parking deck, and they're asking for that west side to maintain a 20-foot setback from the west lot line to be in line with the existing building that's on the site. 24% of the site's landscaped. If we go to our next slide, just a little bit more, they're going to have signage on the building on the front and rear side, and also a freestanding sign out on Highway 182. Building height, there'd be 6 floors. You have 1 level of parking, and then you have a parking and then administrative level for the hotel, and then 3, 4, and 5 will be the hotel rooms, and then you're going to have a rooftop level. It's going to be an open bar area. But the height of the building, as far as you look at its feet, is going to decrease from 90 feet to 82 feet. Again, this was originally approved in 2021. The only difference, you're going to have a little additional floor areas on square footage on the third, fourth, and fifth level. And then you have the rooftop bar that you did not have in the previous. The third and upper level is going to cantilever a little bit over the driveway on the east side, about 6 feet, but that will leave 20 feet of open air space. Fire department has looked at it, and they're all right with it. Back in Planning Commission, there were some concerns from the neighbor to the west. Now, this hotel is not going to have a swimming pool. So there was concerns that some of the hotel guests would go next door to use the swimming pools at the duplexes. And we had asked the staff if they would consider putting a fence or a wall on that west lot line for security and also some screening.
How far would that fence go?
It would be start at the parking deck and go down towards the beach.
Okay.
But we had asked that, and they did. The applicant indicated that they will provide that fence or a wall along that. Again, we go to our next line. These were the deviations that were approved in the 2021 application. One dealing with doing away with the landscape strip on the east side up against the wall on the Phoenix condominium. And that's for the purpose for that is to expand the driveway from 20 to 26 to help facilitate that. And then the last one is what we had just talked about with the new addition having a 20-foot setback instead of 30 feet for it to be in line with the existing building. If we go to our next slide, this is the by right plan that was submitted. And again, they could do a multifamily residential development, 17 stories, 76 total units. But you look at, they could have, in this scenario, 173 bedrooms. This hotel that's being proposed will have 127 total beds. And the next slide, just the staff conditions, and that would be the approval of the requested zoning deviations and also obtaining a coastal permit.
Thank you, sir. Right. Any discussion?
Griffin, I saw on there that parking spaces, so 25% of them, it said compact.
That's right.
So how big of a vehicle can you park in a
A compact parking space is 8 by 18, you know, stall width of 8 feet and a stall depth of 18 feet. So you're looking at a small vehicle.
I'm just wondering how many small vehicles are going to be staying there. But, you know.
There are some small vehicles out there on the roads.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you, Mr. Powell. We'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this topic? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. Number two, public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, case number 1208-PUDA-22, Village of Tannen, minor PUD amendment, 69 Parks Edge, front porch addition. The applicant has requested to reschedule.
Yes. Yeah, they're not ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Can we get a motion to postpone?
Excuse me.
I'll move to reschedule the public hearing and the first reading to the council meeting on March 7th.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Renee. Okay, public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, case number 1207ZT22, Article 15, temporary residential real estate signs.
Yes, this is a request from the Community Development Department for approval of zoning text amendments to Article 15. Particularly to 15.0702 and 15.0902 to establish guidelines for temporary residential real estate signs. Planning Commission heard this amendment last month, and gave it a favorable recommendation of 9-0. The first part, 15.0702, the proposed amendment on that is to exempt all temporary residential and commercial real estate signs from having to obtain a permit.
Say that one more time.
Exempt.
Exempt.
That's right. All temporary residential and commercial real estate signs from having to obtain a permit. Okay, then we go to the 15.0902 would be the really the meat of the amendment. Now the changes to this section only will only deal with residential real estate signs and RS zone properties or single family zone properties on land uses that have single family and duplexes. Land uses, and then single family and duplex plan unit developments or subdivisions. All other temporary signs, that's being commercial, special events, the guidelines will remain the same, which means they're allowed a sign up to 4x8. If we go to our next slide, we talk about with the residential real estate signs, a lot of time what the allowable size is going to be determined by the roadway frontage that lot has. So if you have a lot that has a frontage equal to or less than 200 feet, you know, like the Bear Point lots, they're allowed a sign up to a 2x2. If you have a lot that's greater than 200 feet or equal to or less than 400 feet, the allowable sign will be up to 4x4. And then any lot that's greater than 400 feet, they're allowed a 4x8. Residential signs, if you have like a corner lot or a double or a through lot, they are allowed additional signs based on the corresponding roadway frontage. So it just depends on, you know, on this side, you know, if it's this many feet, they're allowed this sign. If it's on the other side, if it's greater, then they're allowed whatever the corresponding frontage. The new subdivisions, whenever you have a new subdivision come in, they'll have be allowed a residential real estate sign in the common area near the entrance into the subdivision. Now the allowable size for this will be a 4x6, and this will not restrict the individual lots that are within that subdivision from having their 2x2 signs. So if you have any questions.
I'd like to ask you, what is the mindset behind no permits for temporary signs? Was that a staff recommendation?
Kit Alexander, Community Development. We are not allowed to charge a fee for a real estate signage. So it's basically a permit without a fee. And generally, we had a meeting with the Baldwin Realtor Association. And we had a discussion about this. What are the incentives once they place a real estate sign on a piece of property to have it removed? Because that's our primary concern,
yes,
is
yes.
The removal.
Yes.
Well, they made it very clear that these signs cost money.
Sure they do.
And once the property is sold, the property owner doesn't want to continue to get offers, and they want to have their sign back because they're expensive.
Right.
And so there's really no reason for us to go through the whole process of reviewing and for them to have to go through that process when we feel like, you know, we have people out looking at these signs, we can see when there's a problematic one, and to have them go through that whole process seemed unnecessary, especially since we don't charge them a fee.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And just so you know, the whole purpose of this ordinance is it's obviously changing the allowable size of a sign to correspond to the amount of frontage. We were seeing a lot of very large signs on small residential lots, and it was causing problems for neighborhoods and causing problems for our visibility on the street. So the Baldwin Realtors Association was very, very helpful, and they helped us develop this language.
Sounds good. Thank you, Kit. Thank you, Griffin.
Any further discussion, Council? Then we will open the public hearing. Is there anyone who wishes to speak on this topic? There being none, we will close the public hearing. Ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, case 1203, PUD 22, Romar Beach Hotel PUD. Okay. Number two, first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, case number 1208, PUD 22, Village of Tannen Minor PUD Amendment, 69 Park's Edge Front Porch Addition. This has been postponed already to March 7th. First reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, case number 1207, ZT 22, Article 15, Temporary Residential Real Estate Signs. Okay. Thank you. We're going to adjourn and move right into the Committee of the Whole. Do I have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This is the Committee of the Whole meeting for Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. Roll call, please, Renee.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Ken is absent.
Thank you. Consideration of previous minutes for the regular council meeting on January 17th, 2023, and the Committee of the Whole meeting on January 17th, 2023. No unfinished business, new business miscellaneous. Request approval for a temporary sales trailer for Solace. Is it Solace or Solace?
Solis, I believe.
Solis.
Solis.
Please forgive me. Solis. Condominium at 25802 Perdido Beach Boulevard. Request approval of a 12-month extension to the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Planned Unit Development, 25412-4241 Perdido Beach Boulevard, case number 0103, PUD 22. Resolutions. Resolution appropriating funds to the Zoo Foundation, Inc. to sponsor the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo in the amount of $50,000 for fiscal year 2023. And Paula White, would you care to come up and say a few words about that?
Come on down.
Come on down, both of you.
Thank you.
How you doing? I'm Joel Hamilton, Executive Director of the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo.
And I'm Paula White, Director of Development.
We just want to say thank you for consideration of this partnership. And to remind everyone, the employees of Orange Beach, that part of this partnership is an employee day at the zoo, and that is this Saturday. That is for all employees of Orange Beach and their families, two adults, two children, come to the zoo for free. It also includes a variety of sponsorships at our major events in recognition of Orange Beach, but most importantly, it's a partnership between us and your schools for teaching environmental education throughout Orange Beach.
Yes, yes, yes.
And awesome. We are very grateful for that partnership.
Thank you.
How are the Lions doing?
The Lions are doing well. The two girls are together, Regina and Nandi. I wouldn't say they're friends yet, but they're getting there.
But they're sisters, right?
Exactly. They're sisters.
Teenage sisters, complaining
Teenage
all the
sisters.
Time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, we thank you and we appreciate you.
Yes.
Well,
thank you.
All of you so much.
Thank you.
You
thank
are
you
welcome.
All. Appreciate y'all being here.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, resolution authorizing the purchase of archive storage mobile shelving for the administrative department through Sourcewell in the amount of $66,023.83. Resolution amending resolution number 22-024, appointing new members and reappointing existing members to the Legislative Review Committee. Resolution authorizing execution of license usage and lease agreements with the Orange Beach City Board of Education. Resolution awarding the bid for dumpster services. Resolution awarding the bid for roll-off container services. Resolution awarding the bid for the canoe trail post-Hurricane Sally repairs. Resolution awarding the bid for Perdido Pass Seawall Park post-Hurricane Sally repairs and Phase 3 expansion. Any comments or questions on any of that?
What is number 7, the resolution awarding the bid for canoe trail post-Hurricane Sally? I know we sustained a lot of damage to our canoe trail sites. Is it all of our sites, we're just lumping them all into one, or we...
Renee?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're just putting them all under one contract.
Good deal.
Instead of cross line.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have stipulated that the one at Mississippi Ave be done first because priority.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Which will make a lot of people happy. Any other questions?
Philip, on the Perdido Pass Seawall Park, so we're going to be fixing what was damaged, and then it's an extension to that?
Yes. So the state asked that as we conducted repairs, there was a Phase 3 design that yeah. we did, but we funded it. So the state is paying us to fund that
terrific
extension all the way around the yes. back to the helipad.
Okay. Good.
But it doesn't include anything on the structure of the wall, the failed wall?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, we're still not there.
We're still not there, exactly.
Yeah. We're beating the bushes for money for that. But
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you,
Philip. Anything else? It is time for public comments. Kit, did you have a comment?
Yes, I just wanted to mention that ALDOT contacted us today and said they're going to be doing repair on the delineators in front of McDonald's on 161. It will be tonight starting at 8:30. So the easterly southbound lane will be closed for southbound traffic, and the police and fire departments are aware of this. But it's going to happen tonight after 8:30.
Thank you very much. So does that mean they're removing them, or does that mean they're putting new ones?
We just need to put prettier ones. There's flat ones, lay down ones. Yeah, they need some repair.
Been quite a few runovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a busy intersection.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, please come to the microphone. I
can speak loudly.
I believe I know you.
I just want to welcome and invite everyone to the city's Mardi Gras parades. The Mystic of Pleasure Parade is on February 18th, Saturday at 5:30. And then the City of Orange Beach Mardi Gras Parade is on Fat Tuesday, February 21st. And then also, since there is not another council meeting this month, the Seafood Festival will be the following Saturday, February 25th.
Let us not forget the Wharf Parade.
Oh, the Wharf Parade is on Monday, February 20th. Garden Club Game Day is on February 15th.
Thank you. We have
a very busy month full of fun activities for all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, I think I would just like to say this past weekend we had, and I want to thank Jessica and Jonathan, Little Mermaid was, I mean, it's been a viral on Facebook and Instagram and all that. But I did attend. It was a great show, a terrific amount of talent that was there, all the beautiful costumes, and it went off like without a hitch. So I know there was a lot of hours put in to them practicing and all that. So, but it'll sell out, I think, every night, Jonathan, pretty much? Or?
No, sir, just the last night.
Just the last.
It was
completely packed, but it was sold out every single seat on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay. Then on Sunday, we also had the Ball and Pops doing their early spring concert down here at the event center. So probably both of them to combined. I'm not sure how many seats you had set up at the event center.
600.
So, you know, we probably had 1,100 to 1,200 people watching performing arts in Orange Beach in one day.
It's a wonderful thing.
So it's a bunch. I think the only comment I've had is why can't we work with both groups to try to not have it on the same day? So I told them we would try to look at that, and I told I can't remember his name right now, but the guy that kind of coordinates the Ball and Pops, Kenny, that we would work toward that and try to make sure, you know, look at their dates and look at y'all's dates and see if we can. But anyway, it was a great weekend, so I want to say thank y'all for Little Mermaid, and we always enjoy the Ball and Pops.
And the Little Mermaid was the first performance with a full orchestra.
It was
amazing. It was truly amazing to know all the moving parts that had to come together for that performance. I am just incredibly grateful and proud. Thank you.
There were a lot of happy children.
Oh,
a lot
my
of
God.
Happy wow. adults.
A lot of happy
but
people.
But they Terrific. Were precious. Those kids doing that in the front where they could take the pictures and all was, it was just very, very nice. I think the community just really embraced it and appreciate all the hard work.
Anyone else?
The next meeting is the Town Hall on the 1st.
Yes.
At
Town
the
Hall meeting
Arts
March
Center.
1st at the Performing Arts Center.
So, we'll
so
have
we need 600 this, people there again.
That's exactly right. We'll have these.
We need 600 people there.
City Council meeting first, followed by the Town Hall, Performing Arts Center on March 1st.
You never know what you might learn.
You never know. So thank you. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for indulging me. I need a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everyone.